They came to me back in October of 2022. They didn't come to figure out what happened. They came to tell me, sign this and you'll be free. And if you don't sign it, we're going to take you to trial and you're going to do a lot of time in jail. Well, we know what option I took. I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. 22 years for not turning in Trump. That's what they wanted to do. And that's how they're gonna present this case to a DC jury. Okay, Alex, they're gonna go ahead and they're gonna find people. They're gonna scare them with jail time, or they're gonna tell them that they're not gonna get jail time, and they're gonna have to lie. That's what they asked me to do. They asked me to lie, and that's not gonna happen. The Biden regime has lowered the standard of the American justice system to the point where we are no longer in competition with the Russian government and the Chinese government. Now we're treating our prisoners worse, and we're jailing them for a lot less offenses for a lot more. Okay, we're political prisoners. That's what we are. Once we're gone to our federal holding, you guys are our only voice. I'm not going to be able to do this in a federal facility because they don't allow it. They don't want that free speech. They don't want the truth to get out. So it's you guys that are going to keep us alive out here. And I thank you guys every day. I thank you and your listeners every day for doing that. And I encourage you to keep going because we don't want to be forgotten.
Just like Enrique was saying, they are coming for all of us on our side. I mean, before the election, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said they're making a list of Trump supporters and they're going to come after all of us. She wasn't lying when she said that. They laid out their plan right there, plain as day for us. They're coming after all of us. They hate the Constitution. They're destroying it. They're spreading it. This government's completely tyrannical. And I mean, that people need to realize that this is bigger than just one election. This is our freedom, our lives, our kids' lives, the future generations. This is the whole shebang here. I mean, we got to get it right this time, or there won't be another time to do it.
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got that tractor beam out of commission, or this is going to be a real short trip. Okay, hit!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. All right, we are live in hour number 3 on the September 11th, 2023 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Enrique Tarrio, the supposed mastermind of January 6th, which is totally fraudulent, wasn't even there. He is going to be calling in about 15 minutes. But Dominique Pozzola has also been convicted, and they used terrorism charges on him to give them longer sentences. We had, of course, last week, Joe Biggs on Totally Innocent, pointing that out. They said that he cried during sentencing. No, he cried when he saw his daughter in the courtroom. He won't be seeing for decades. And the media celebrated that. Enrique Tarrio against coming up. But I wanted to go to Dominique Pozzola, givesendgo.com/helpdom. That's help, D-O-M. We're going to appeal this. We're going to fight this. I've been told by people, leave this alone or the feds will come after you and lose my soul. It's not going to happen. This is serious business. So we can put up articles about Dominique Pozzola. Dominique, I know you've only got a few minutes here before they cut you off. You've got the floor now to speak. We know that Enrique finally got on shows late last week and pointed out the feds came to him. Roger Stone said this too during his whole show trial for quote lying to Congress and said, just tell us Trump is a Russian agent and we'll drop all this. So he's saying the same thing happened. Did you witness any of that first off? And just it's your chance to speak to the world. Go ahead and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having us on. Enrique's on the line too, just in case you want to know. You know, we're both on the same tablet right now. So, but yeah. The feds did the same thing to me as they did to Enrique. They tried to get me to lie about Joe Biggs. They wanted me to say that he had a gun there that day. And, you know, they were going to give me a sweetheart plea deal. I would have only had to cop up to one charge. And I would have been home in 33 to 41 months, told me I probably wouldn't even serve half of that. But, you know, at some point, you got to look at yourself in the mirror again. So you got to figure out what's more important, your integrity or you know, dealing with these people. So I didn't do it, and they did the same thing to Enrique. They wanted him to lie about President Trump, and he didn't do it. And you know, I think that's part of the reason why they gave us such ridiculous sentences, because you know, I think they're pissed off that they couldn't get us to work with them. First of all, I mean, who gets 10 years for breaking a window? Who gets 22 years for not even being there? Who gets 18 years for shaking a fence? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. The judges in these trials are the biggest problem. I mean, our judge told us that his hands were tied. He had to give us a terrorism enhancement because that's the way Congress wrote it up. And if we didn't like it, to speak to Congress. When we all know that's not true. A judge has discretion to do whatever they want. We were the only ones charged with terrorism for minor property damage. And I'm talking about only a couple $100, which wouldn't even happen in the first place if the Capitol Police didn't start open firing on people and killing people and hurting people that day, which drove everyone into a frenzy.
What do you make of Ray Epps saying in the congressional testimony he orchestrated it, told people to go in, lifted up barriers, rammed them into police? Why is he so protected? Who do you think he works for?
Well, one of my attorneys, Roger Roos, has been trying to dig into Ray Epps for a while. So we actually he actually had a meeting with the prosecutors and asked them, does Ray Epps work for you guys? Is he an FBI asset? They said, no, he does not work for us. So Roger says, okay, well, let me ask you this question. Does Ray Epps work for the Department of Homeland Security or any other agency? Their response was, we don't have to tell you that.
Absolutely, and there's dozens of these agencies. Dominique, people need to go to GiveSendGo.com/helpdom. It's sad to see you've raised less than $1,000. You need to appeal this for all of us. Again, we're going to the public here for support, but this is what's happened to you is deadly wrong. You're only asking for $100,000, folks. We're all next. We don't stand up for Dominique. Dominique, I'm going to go back to you. I understand you're sharing the phone. Well, we'll do the whole hour if you guys can. You got to call back and forth on each person's 15 minutes. I want to hand the phone to Enrique Tarrio. Enrique, before we get into the case and what you're going through and all the rest of it, give, send, go, obviously for you. People can support you at TarrioFamilyFund.org. But you dropped a bombshell that the feds came to you. You name names. They take a lot of courage when you're in the federal system because, you know, people disappear sometimes when they do that. And you name names about the meetings, them telling you, say that Trump ordered you to do this and you're going to be going scot-free. Enrique, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. And you're 100% right about that. They came to me back in October of 2022. They didn't come to figure out what happened. They came to tell me, sign this and you'll be free. And if you don't sign it, we're going to take you to trial and you're going to do a lot of time in jail. Well, we know what option I took. I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. 22 years for not turning in Trump. That's what they wanted to do. And that's how they're going to present this case to a D.C. jury. Okay, Alex, they're going to go ahead and they're going to find people. They're going to scare them with jail time, or they're going to tell them that they're not going to get jail time and they're going to have to lie. That's what they asked me to do. They asked me to lie, and that's not going to happen.
Well, name names specifically. Where were you? What did they say?
Well, yeah, you know what? I didn't name any names in that meeting, but I'm going to name names here on InfoWars.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay? I thought
Jocelyn
you did. Go ahead.
Valentine.
Start over.
No. Jocelyn Valentine is a supervising prosecutor right under Michael Graves, okay, which is has a heavy hand in prosecuting Trump. And then Jason McCullough was another prosecutor that's in there. And they're the ones that sat there, and they went ahead, and they're the ones that asked me to lie. They didn't ask me to tell them the truth. They asked me to lie. And the truth is, I am not going to lie. I did not take their fake deal. I'm not going to lie about anything. I am completely innocent of these charges.
Well, tell us the place. What did they say specifically?
So basically, they wanted to connect the Proud Boys to January 6th. And what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to confirm their story completely. And I completely declined them on it because, for one, it's not true. And two, I'm not going to sacrifice myself to do their bidding. Okay, I'm sitting here as an innocent man. I took him to trial.
So, give us the specifics. What did they say to you?
Okay, so what they—I'm sorry—what they asked me to say is that through a third party, through a person of a person of a person, that Trump communicated with me, and I was communicating with Trump to do the events that happened on January 6th. That's basically what they told me. They told me, confirm this story for us, right? This is our story. It's a complete concoction, and we'll let you free. So basically, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted me to, they wanted to connect Trump to January 6th. Because as we see in the indictment, Trump's not indicted for anything, for not inciting the crowd. He's indicted for phone calls, bullcrap phone calls to Georgia and all this made up other things. And what ends up happening is they wanted to connect him to the actual events of January 6th, and they wanted to do it through me, and that's not going
to
happen.
What did you say to them? So we know they did this with Russiagate, the impeachments, told people to lie. That's come out in court. What did you say to them when they said that?
I won't be able to say it on the show.
Say it on air, and we'll delay it out, but not for the internet. What did you say to them?
I told them to go pound sand, Alex. I told them to go pound sand. And because of
what was the exact quote? Did you say fuck you?
I told them to go fuck off. Put it this way: my attorney told me to calm down after I said that.
Keep going.
I told them to go fuck off. My attorney told me to calm down after that. And I mean, that was the end of it. They wanted me to come. They had it in writing, Alex. They had it in writing already, ready for me to sign. They didn't care. And you know what? I get what investigators' job is to investigate. But after that, after I told them to go fuck off, right, an investigator would ask a question like, okay, well, if this didn't happen, what happened? They didn't even ask that. They said, oh, okay, go fuck off. Okay, that's it. We're going to give you the time. This is my story, and you don't want to sign off on it? Well, then that's fine.
Incredible. So.
And we saw, yeah. And that's how they're going to do with all the other witnesses that they have against Trump. I heard reports that they got somebody to flip from the Mar-a-Lago case. They did the same exact thing to him, Alex. You know, let's not bullcrap the American public. That's what they did. They went to this guy and they said, we're going to put you in jail for decades. Look what we did to the Proud Boys. We're going to do that to you, too. And because we did that to you, too, you're going to have to lie.
And
that person needs to stand up and say no.
And Alex, if I could just say one thing, man, just because
yes,
the
please.
Way it went down in our court, these judges and these prosecutors, especially the judges, they have totally twisted and distorted the meaning of the word conspiracy. A conspiracy right now, like you used to have to know the people and met them, had some plan, something. They have changed the definition of a conspiracy just for our trial to simply a meeting of the minds. So you don't even have to know the person. You don't have to be in the same room as a person. As long as you both have the same thought process, they will connect you in a conspiracy. That's what they tried doing with us, and that's what they're going to try doing with Trump. They're going to try saying because Trump said Proud Boys stand back and stand by, they're going to say, well, he knew that the Proud Boys supported him, and he knew that if he said that, they would be standing back and standing by. So here's the conspiracy. This is how we're going to wrap these guys up in this.
Alex, just and as you know, Alex, being somebody like that your phone blows up all day, right? The person that they wanted me to do the connection with is somebody that I've never talked to. Somebody that's texted me about 7 or 8 times while I've replied once with yes. If I was going to come to DC in December, I met this person back in July of 2020. And this person has just been annoying and just messaging me. And, that's how they wanted that was the connection. That's how they wanted.
So they didn't try to connect you to me or Roger Stone. Can you tell us the person they wanted to connect you to?
Unfortunately, I can't say the name. I'm trying to work with my attorney to see what is it that we could and we can't say. But unfortunately, I can't say the name of the person. But I will tell you that it's there. The paperwork's there.
Enrique, you only get 15 minutes apiece. You're sharing the phone. Call back. We'll do the whole hour. I don't know how many people you got there to do it. You got to have more than obviously two to do that. But in case you don't get back on, come back on as soon as you can. Let's be clear. You're not going to commit suicide or hang yourself like Jeffrey Epstein, because you got a lot of courage, brother, and I really admire you. You're a bull here. Let's get it on record. You're not going to commit suicide.
I'm not going to do any of that, Alex. I love my life too much, and I have way too much hope for that. Okay, I have way too much hope that. Well, I don't have way too much hope. I have hope that the American people are gonna do the right thing, and they're gonna elect the right president. Now, come 2024, I have a little bit of hope that we're gonna beat this on appeals. Okay, because obviously we have to fight the DC swamp first, and then we got to take it all the way up to the Supreme Court. So hopefully, in one of those. But 22 years. I mean, that's no joke. I don't think 22 months is a joke in these January 6th cases, let alone 22 years of my life. But I don't care how many years, I'm not going to roll for anybody. And
well, if you'd just been like Black Lives Matter, burning down billions of dollars and shooting police officers, you'd be fine.
I mean, I guess if I didn't want to be in jail, I was on the wrong side of the fence. I should have done what they did. I mean, they're getting millions of dollars from the government of New York, aren't they?
Every major city they rioted in and attacked, they're getting millions of dollars.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd be a millionaire right now. And let me tell you something. If all I had to do was lie, and I could have been in my cushy bed right now, in my warm bed, laughing at the world right now.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I would have been a hero to the left, Alex. I would have been a hero to the left, and I would have probably lived as comfortable as a traitor, okay? But I didn't do that. Now I'm sitting in a cell that's smaller than a guest bathroom in the average American home, because I sat here and I'm standing on my values, and so are these guys sitting next to me right now, including the brave Mr. Prezzola right here that has a brass set of balls on him.
TarioFamilyFund.com, GiveSendGo.com/helpDom. It's about to cut you off in 10 seconds. Call back in, guys. Call back in and we'll have you back on givesingo.com/helpdom and tariofamilyfund.com. Folks, they're political prisoners. They're innocent. God bless you, man. Call us right back. Okay. You promise?
Yes. We'll call you right
stay
back.
On until it cuts you off. Everybody to hear this, how your prisoner's in a jail because you didn't burn down cities or shoot police, because you were there with Antifa that set you up with the feds. This is absolutely insane. It'll cut them off any second.
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
That's where they want to put us all, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, org. I can't get anything right, folks. I got too much going on. I apologize. I said it 10 times wrong. TarioFamilyFund.org, 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 TarioFamilyFund.org. The feds are going to get real mad at me trying to get people defense against their fraud and appeals. TarioFamilyFund.org and GiveSendGo.com/helpdom. As soon as they can get back in, because they get 15 minutes apiece, they're sharing the phone, we'll have them back up. I was confused because I thought Enrique was on first, but he handed the phone to Dominique. And, man, yeah, and Enrique's totally right. They are doing this to target everybody. They're doing this to send a message. You imagine, like, I'm sitting here, I could roll over and shut up about this, but how do you shut up? How do you just let this happen? How do you die 1,000 deaths? Coward dies 1,000 deaths. A man that's not a coward only dies once. Now, I cannot skip the network breaks. Those are hardwired for our local stations. I can skip network ones for us, ourselves, and we lose money, but I don't even care anymore. I mean, this is just total war. People say, why do you have 14 minutes of ads? That's how talk radio is. That's the average. And you've noticed I've been cutting most of the ads out for the network, leaving them for local stations. They've got to make money to pay their employees, keep their lights on, all of it. We've been getting a lot of new affiliates, a lot of new listeners. People get what's happening. They understand it. And you're going to find out who the men are and who the boys are, who the women, who the girls are. You're going to find out who has common sense and will. You're going to find out who's a sellout. This is what separates the wheat from the chaff, the evil from the good. And again, I try to speed through the charging document and the recommendations. Is this Enrique or Dominic back on?
It's both. Both of us are on here, Alex.
Okay, let me ask you both this question. And again, he's not being victimized like you. He's not asking for this, but just a microcosm. Now they're going after journalists. Owen Schroyer was there with me. He tried to stop people going to the Capitol. So Enrique or Dominic first responded to this. In his sentencing recommendation, they want prison time, and they say because in May and August, he still said the election was stolen, and because he said that, they want jail time. This is completely illegal on its face. This is next level. What's your take on that?
Alex, listen, I still say the election is stolen. I always will say the election is stolen. You will never convince me that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in that election.
In fact, you raised your fist at the end and said Trump won, I read.
I sure did. Right at the end, after the judge handed me a 10-year sentence, I walked out of that courtroom, I put my fist in the air, and I said, Trump won, and you all know it. And I said it right to the prosecutors. I said, everyone knows it. The thing is, it's not enough for these people just to beat us at trial or beat us in it. They want us to walk out of that courtroom completely demoralized, completely beaten like a whipped dog with your tail between your legs. And that's what we can't do. We can't let them defeat us spiritually. I mean, that's the final battleground right there.
And that's why they lied and said that you guys cried. But Joe Biggs cried, I've confirmed with court watchers, when he saw his daughter and said bye to his family. He didn't cry during the sentencing.
Listen, I'm a man. I cried when my wife was up there crying her eyes out, begging the judge to let me come home. You know, my daughter went up there. I haven't seen her in over a year. So, yeah, I mean, I cried a little. I mean, what sane, like, compassionate man wouldn't after they see their family up there pleading to make their family whole again? So, yeah, of course, we shed a few tears. Who wouldn't? But you know what? We're not gonna go out with our tail between our legs. We're not going to show them that they've whipped us spiritually. And I will say it to my dying breath, Trump won, and everyone knows it.
Alex, I want to hit that point with Owen for a second, and that's exactly what they're doing. If you do not comply, they're going to put you in chains, okay? I'm going to give you the example. It's not a secret that I work with law enforcement. I mean, I used to say this on my podcast. I work with law enforcement before these rallies. It'd be irresponsible of me to put a rally together not to contact local law enforcement and tell them, you know, if we're going with a permit, if we're not, where we're marching to. So that's not a secret. And when I came to D.C., I had a contact, a 24-year veteran, lieutenant, head of intelligence for the Metropolitan Police Department, somebody that was my liaison every time I went to D.C., knew I was communicating to keep people safe. That's my main objective, bring everybody back home, have a good time, and make sure nobody's hurt. And I asked him to testify at my case because there was thousands of text messages of me helping them keep the streets safe from Antifa and BLM and keep both groups separated. And he said, yes, of course, I'm gonna tell them the truth. So you know what happened to him, Alex? The FBI agents in this case went to his door, beat down his door and said, if you testify in this case, we are going to put you in jail. We are going to indict you. And his attorney called my attorney. He's like, look, he can't testify anymore. He was my star witness. You know what they did to him after trial? They put him in jail anyways because he spoke publicly and he said, I was trying to keep people safe and I was trying to keep people away. That's what he wanted to testify.
And that's the lesson that even when you back down, they still come after you. Incredible. We're going to break here in a few minutes. Hold you over the break. Call back again if you can. But most important things, Enrique, Dominic, you want to say to the world listening right now?
Tom, go ahead.
Don't let them beat you. Don't. I mean, like I said, even when things look bleak, still stay strong in your beliefs. Still, I mean, there. Like Trump always says, there's more of us than there is of them. And Trump is a very, very smart man. He knows what he's talking about. They have the platform right now. They have the loudspeaker. That's why it seems like there's more of them than there is of us. But it's not that way. And we just stick together, we'll win.
Yeah. And then for me, Alex. The American government right now, the Biden regime, has no right to criticize the Russian and the Chinese government about how they treat dissidents and how much time they're giving to people that for their free speech. They have no right. They lost the moral high ground of conditions in these prisons and these jails and how they've treated us. They have no right. The Biden regime has lowered the standard of the American justice system to the point where we are no longer in competition with the Russian government and the Chinese government. Now we're treating our prisoners worse, and we're jailing them for a lot less offenses for a lot more. Okay, we're political prisoners. That's what we are.
Absolutely. We're going to put this out later at Band Out Video. I'm going to put that clip of what he just said. We're political prisoners up front. Enrique Tarrio, we are political prisoners. The feds offered to release us to lie about Trump. Incredible. I want to get it right because I got it wrong. Tarrio, T-A-R-R-I-O, familyfund.org, tarriofamilyfund.org. And then Dominique Pozzola is givesendgo.com/helpdom. It is absolutely critical that you guys appeal this and that you be released. We got to get Trump elected to get you pardoned. Do you both believe, like Joe Biggs and I do as well, Trump says he will, that he's going to pardon the political prisoners if reelected?
Yeah, I believe he is. And I won't ask him to pardon me. I'm asking him, look at the facts of the case, Alex. And when they look at the facts of the case, they're going to know that there's no other way to right a wrong and to actually get justice than to either pardon or commute our sentences.
All right, gentlemen, both stay there. It's a 4-minute break. We'll have like 5 minutes left. If you've got another person to call in for you, we'll continue on. We'll be right back in a few minutes with American political prisoners, the American Gulag. This is incredible. Stay with us.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been shadow banned. I've been called a liar. I've been silenced on virtually every platform created by man. My life has been threatened repeatedly. They've tried to destroy me, but I've survived. And that's why I'm joining Mug Club.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
You know, a little over a week ago, I had Joe Biggs on. Hundreds of national stories all over ABC, NBC, CNN, all the corporate press. Twitter flooded saying, why are they allowed to speak? Why are they allowed to even call from jail? Oh, they'll be punished for it, but they have their time on the phone. Imagine the left now. They love putting people in jail for political action by the right wing, but they love violence by the left. And they just celebrate and say, why isn't Jones in prison? Why isn't he? And they're trying to put Trump in jail, and they're doing all this while they come after our guns and our children. It just goes on and on. I mean, this is really happening. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just keep my head down. I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. They're coming after you. They've got to get through us first. And then I've got the sentencing recommendations by the feds against Owen Schroyer, who put tape over his mouth at the Capitol, because they said no right-wing protest at the Capitol. Code Pink could take over events, yell and scream, chain themselves up, never put in jail. They would, like, arrest him and then release him outside. Owen puts a piece of tape over his mouth. In fact, find that video. He's charged and then does probation for it. So then they say never go in the Capitol for 3 years. Well, he's outside the Capitol trying to keep folks going in. They use that to charge him. You can say, okay, well, that's a weird technicality. But then in the sentencing document, they say he's unrepentant. In the summer of this year, years after January 6th, he said he still thinks the election was stolen. We're asking for jail time for his speech. Folks, that flies 100% against the First Amendment, all the federal rulings. In fact, Scott, I sent this to you. Maybe you gave me the stack. It's probably here. I was in meetings till 40 minutes before the show, so I didn't go through it. But can you reprint, just so I couldn't find it, because I know I send you like 200 articles a day or more. when I got in here. I didn't have time to go through what I'd sent you. Can you reprint me Norm Pattis's response to their sentencing document? Because I sent it to you last night. I'll send it to you again. Here it is, because it's powerful. In fact, have Ben Stedham, Ben's the IT guy, have Ben Warren post this. I always confuse the two. Have him post this in the upper area there, or is its own article? Oh, you already have it right here. So here it is. This is United States District Court, District of Columbia. Mr. Schroyer's reply to government sentencing memorandum. Have this posted on Infowars.com. Exclusive Owen Schroyer's response to government's calls. Owen Schroyer responds to Feds call for Owen Schroyer's imprisonment for First Amendment. Owen Schroyer responds. Feds call for journalist imprisonment for questioning 2020 election. Owen Schroyer exclusive response, something like that. Because that's what this is. Feds call for imprisonment of journalist for First Amendment. Owen Schroyer's official response, or reporter's official response. This is it. And then you just publish under it the actual recommendation. I mean, you read this. I know they've been blocked from calling. As soon as they call back in, we'll get them on. You read this. And it's unreal. It says that. And I've shown it to you. I'm going to show it to you again. And I'm not going to hurry when I do it. I'm going to take time to actually go over, because I get hurried up. I want to read all this to you. I mean, this is like 30-something pages long. Yeah, 30 pages long. So you read this, and it sounds like what you heard about the Soviet Union or China today or North Korea. It's like, well, this isn't Venezuela. They say, he is not repentant. He's still on air saying they stole the election. We want jail. And the left's like, he's still doing it on Twitter. Millions of views. We want jail now. What a freak show, man. I'm actually ashamed to be American that we have allowed this culture of evil to grow. I don't say put them in prison, but we should be confronting these people. And where's the ACLU? Nowhere. So we're going to publish Mr. Schroyer's reply to government sentencing memorandum. And then we are going to... It's full of all the federal precedent. And then we're going to, they're back. And then after they're gone, I'll get into Owen. Okay, whoever wants to go first, Dominic Pozzola at givesandgo.com/help, Dom, or TarioFamilyFund.org, Enrico Tario. You guys probably only have like 10 minutes left before they cut you off. You have the floor to say whatever you want, because we're still America here on this show.
Well, first and foremost, I think that it's important for you guys to understand the gravity of the situation. I know that InfoWars listeners are more in tune with the truth than most other audiences, but I want to remind them how important this is and how pressing these issues are for this country. And I think it's actually not because I'm in here, not because I have a bias, you know, but this is the most pressing issue that we have in America today, you know. The Constitution, our very first amendment, the first thing that they thought of to put in there is free speech. And that very first constitutional amendment is the most precious that we have. And the reason why we have it is so we won't jail people with opinions, whether it's political, religious, doesn't matter what it is. And right here, what we're seeing...
Because that's the essence of tyranny. That's the essence of evil.
That is. And that's the first step. That's the first wall they have to break down. The Constitution is a perfect document, but the truth is, Alex, it doesn't exist. Okay. With the Biden regime, the Constitution doesn't exist. There's not a...
No, I agree. This is not the America we thought. It's already gone. We have to admit it's been taken.
We have to admit it's been taken. We're here on a show, and you're on the line with somebody that got 22 years. I wasn't there.
And the enemy's trying to put I'm not interrupt you, but just it's not just you guys. They're trying to put Owen in jail tomorrow. They're trying to shut me down right now. The point is, it's not that I'm whining. Yes. They're coming after everybody. This is desperate.
Yes. And, you know, this is I want to say it. the judge that's going to be judging Mr. Schroyer tomorrow is the same judge that gave to us. So I think this judge is doing what he wants to do. And again, I'm not. He could do whatever he wants to do. I'm not trying to opine on his judgments, but I will say, you know, it was tough. It was tough. So I think it's going to be tough for Owen tomorrow. I'm praying for him. I'm going to pray for him tonight. But this isn't justice. What they're doing to us, what the government's doing in these cases, isn't justice. We're being treated as animals. We're being treated as low lives. I mean, here you've heard the horror stories about the D.C. gulag, and it's not just D.C. It's the entire system treats us differently. And Alex, I hope the listeners know the gravity of this. We need you guys to take a bus with you to go vote in 2024, because, you know, everybody's voting for their own conscience, for like the economy, for things to get better. For us, it's our life. It's our life.
And by the way, the left admits what they're doing to you is a microcosm of what they want to do to the entire country.
Yeah, they're next. You know, I don't want that to happen to them. I don't want this to happen to liberals, but it will happen to
Enrique,
liberals.
Let me ask you this. I said you'd have the floor, but this is so important. You sound stronger than when I knew you. You sound like more empowered now. What's happened? You sound strong.
I am angry, Alex, and it started with anger. It started with anger, and it started with depression. You know, I'm like, wow, why am I here? Why am I here? And the more I asked myself that question, the more I was able to answer that question for myself. And today I stand for you a lot stronger than I was before, a lot more resilient. I'm not going to give up. This isn't the end.
Yeah, Ray Epps has New York Times puff pieces about him. He said in text messages, I orchestrated it. He said, go in. He rammed signs in. You didn't do that. You weren't even there. And this man that, quote, orchestrated it is worshipped by the New York Times.
Yeah, and there's two things that keep me going, Alex. Well, three things that keep me going. And number one is my God and my faith. And number two is my family that has been here with me, my mother, my father, my fiance, my aunt, my sister, my entire family. And number three, it's people like you, Alex, people like the listeners of InfoWars and people that have supported us. Because you guys, once we're gone to our federal holding, you guys are our only voice. I'm not going to be able to do this in a federal facility because they don't allow it. They don't want that free speech. They don't want the truth to get out. So it's you guys that are going to keep us alive out here. And I thank you guys every day. I thank you and your listeners every day for doing that. And I encourage you to keep going, because we don't want to be forgotten. We don't want to be the forgotten few that people talk about every once in a while. I don't want to be just...
No,
like,
no, we're not going to forget you, brother. And I want to be clear. I haven't had you guys on or sought you out or done this because the lawyers all said, don't antagonize the system. Wait, because they were, I think, a little bit duped. But now that this has happened, we're here to support you.
I'm going to back you up on that, Alex. I haven't done any interviews, and I've been trying to stay under the radar. I wanted the justice process to play out exactly how it played out without me being out there. So, yes, I appreciate that. And, yes, what you're saying is 100% accurate.
Well, I'm not a victim like you. I'm just saying people attack me. Where's Enrique? Where are they? The lawyers are like, don't have him on. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes. Definitely. And don't say that you're not a victim, Alex, because you are. You are. We're not victim. We're not going to victimize ourselves.
No, I mean, I get it. But compared to you guys, all I'm saying is you're the front line, because they're so scared of a pro-human deal. They're so scared of somebody to stand up defensively to Antifa, because that's the only thing that stands in their way.
Amen. Here's Dom for you, Alex.
Yeah, and just like Enrique was saying, they are coming for all of us on our side. Before the election, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said they're making a list of Trump supporters and they're going to come after all of us. She wasn't lying when she said that. They laid out their plan right there, plain as day for us. They're coming after all of us. They hate the Constitution. They're destroying it. They're spreading it. This government's completely tyrannical. And that people need to realize that this is bigger than just one election. This is our freedom, our lives, our kids' lives, the future generations. This is the whole shebang here. I mean, we got to get it right this time, or there won't be another time to do it.
Well, that's the thing. And Owen's only facing 120 days to a year. But the point is that they've moved on to the next group. Now they're moving on to the journalist. And if they get away with that, it'll be 5 years in jail for a journalist. I mean, where are the journalists saying this is dangerous?
Yeah, well, they're, most of them are in on it, that's why. But, you know, like one of our lawyers said, like Norm Pattis said, I think, he said that the only thing that this system is doing is making martyrs of us. And I think it's really, it's opened a lot of eyes to see. I heard just recently some crazy leftist ran over a teenage MAGA kid and killed him on purpose. And only got 5 years.
Only got so, 5 years. He admitted he ran him over because he was a Trump supporter and ran over the body repeatedly. And he's getting 5 years, and the judge apologized to him. He goes, I know you meant well, but you shouldn't have killed him.
So, you know, I hate to say that we're martyrs, but I think at least it's opening some eyes. Hopefully it continues. And, you know, this is not the country any of us want to live in. I mean, we're kind of showing North Korea and China how it's done right now with what we're doing.
Yeah. They'll get pointers from the Biden regime. Kim Jong-un right now is writing notes on how to treat prisoners and how to jail dissidents.
Well, let's be clear. You guys are reporting from in Mordor, from in the prison they want to put the whole country in. And again, a man that admits he ran over a Trump supporter who did nothing, who he chased, and rammed him down, then ran back over him, crushing his head and torso. The judge said, I know you meant well, but you got to get 5 years. Like these are sick people. They believe violence against us is okay. This is so dangerous. So it's all of us next as you guys are in that black hole. You got appeals coming up. How do we support you?
Alex, and you said it right. You know, I think supporting us, and I hate to say this, supporting us is the most important thing that there is right now in the American system. I didn't want to be this example, but 22 years, 18 years, 17 years, 10 years, these appeals are more important than ever because, and I'm going to talk directly to your listeners here. You guys that are listening, you know, you're next. How long before you sit on a bunk and look at a concrete wall for hours on end and they don't let you out of your cell for 3 days so you can take a 15-minute shower? You know, how long before it's you? And I'm telling you, it's not long before that happens.
No, and
we were
in the holding cell down in the courtroom with the individuals that got arrested for protesting at the partial birth abortion clinic.
Abortion clinic.
And those guys are looking at
10 years also.
Felonies in 10, 11 years. So,
but
I mean,
they're outlawing being common sense pro-America. And again, I read the judge's ruling and the kid they killed. The judge said, I'm sorry, I know you're a good person, but you have to get 5 years, which in a state he'll only serve about two or three. The judge apologized to the guy that murdered a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. A lot of these judges and prosecutors are perpetuating what's going on right now because they're all radical leftists that we're putting on the benches and putting in the judicial system. I mean, if I could ask the audience to do something, I would say, please get a hold of your congressman. I know Congress is weak. They always have been weak. And, but, you know, we need to get a hold of them and say, look, we need to start investigating these judges for what they've done to us January 6th of these cases because it's been an atrocity.
Yeah. And Alex, and you asked me how to support, how do you support us? There's three ways to support us. Number one, I ask your audience for prayers, you know, and I ask you for prayers, the whole InfoWars team, because I pray for you guys all the time. You know, I pray for Owen. I pray for you, Alex. I pray for, you know, everybody that's out there. And second, the way that you could support us is, you know, our financially. You know, I've never asked. I haven't, through this whole process, I haven't asked anybody for a single dollar. Okay. Now I'm drained. Okay. I'm drained and I need it for appeals. And we need to hire the best appellate attorneys because my case and the case of the guys here are probably the most important case that'll free as many J6ers as possible if it gets overturned at any moment. And the third way is exactly what Dom said. Members of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of McCarthy, but you know, I know that he has to do what he has to do. But McCarthy, we're asking you, we're asking the committee led by Jim Jordan, the weaponization committee. I asked them to subpoena me. I have so much more information for you guys that I'm not allowed to share it with the public.
Absolutely, that's key. And I heard from Biggs though that the guards and the prisoners know you're innocent. That's unprecedented. Can you speak to that before they cut you off?
Yes. Yes, and the U.S. Marshals, the guards, and everybody are very, very supportive because they've seen it. I mean, this is their job. They see this every day, and they're like, what they're doing to you is excuse my language, it's fucked up, you know?
I haven't run into one other inmate or one other correction officer who thinks what they're doing to us is
fair. Yeah.
Yeah, they all think it's an atrocity. I mean, you can't give people this kind of time for what happened.
Outside of my sentence, the marshals prayed with me, and they said that they've never seen anything like this. One of them worked in that jail, in that courtroom for 25 years, and he says that he's never seen anything like this, that he thought I was going to get like 3 years, 4 years, just like everybody else, that when the judge handed down a 22-year sentence, that his heart stopped.
Let's be clear, Enrique. You, I mean, I know you guys. You were worried about Antifa bombing the hotel. You were there in case Antifa attacked us.
Yes.
You guys don't attack police.
Yes.
I mean, we went to Georgia and peacefully went to the Capitol with the state police. They said it was a dry run for our attack.
Yep.
We don't attack police. That's not what you do. It's not what I do. It's ridiculous.
We don't. We support that. And obviously from the messages and all the evidence in my trial, you can see that we supported police all the way through. You know, I don't support police officers that shot into the crowd that day. I can't tell you that I support that. But law enforcement is something that we always cherished. You know, we're worried about, you know, Antifa, some of the BLM rioters and things like that, you know, we're actually hurting Trump supporters. And that's what we're there to do. We're very good at defending, and that's why we're in.
Well, just tell them you're with Ray Epps. Tell them you're with Ray Epps, and then you can say you orchestrated it and go in and attack, and you'll be fine.
Yep. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is stick to their script, and we won't be in jail. All I had to do was...
You have 1 minute remaining.
All I had to do was turn on Trump, and I wouldn't be in jail. All I had to do was be like Ray Epps, and I wouldn't be in jail. All I had to do was praise Biden, and I wouldn't be in jail. But you know what? That's not what I did. I praised Trump, and I praised the United States of America and our constitutional values. And you know what? I'm sitting here, and I'm paying for it, and I'll tell you, I'm doing it with a freaking smile on my face, okay? And I'm going to continue to do it as long as it takes for all of us to come home.
Dominique Pozzola, Enrique Tarrio, I am proud of you guys. I'm so sad this happened. You are the tip of the spear for us. We're going to get you out of there legally and lawfully. We're going to get Trump elected, and the deep state will be removed from power. People need to go to givesendgo.com/helpdom, which nobody's donating to them. They really should, folks, and TarioFamilyFund.org. You want us to fight? You want men to fight politically and stand up for you? They're doing it. Gentlemen, 20 seconds before they cut you off. Final comments.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for supporting us and keep supporting.
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
You know, I don't like coming up here all day and saying, support Owen, support me, support this, support that, support Trump. But you want somebody to fight, right? If the American people, and I use this microcosm example a lot. Anheuser-Busch lost $40+ billion in the stock market for promoting pedophile crap. Great. I'm glad it happened. They lost $1 billion in sales so far. Imagine instead of a boycott, and I still say boycott them, you did a boycott and you supported people. And I know most of you are. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we are toe-to-toe with this thing. This is cutting your energy off, coming after your children, trying to sterilize them. This is a total takeover. And I can't help it. I mean, I know it makes me more of a target to be against World War III and more of a target to have these guys on. Everybody loved the attacks. Oh, Jones, this is supporting January 6th people. He's not having them on because their lawyers didn't want them on. You heard that. You heard Enrique say, yeah, that's true. That was their strategy. So now that they're falsely convicted for crimes they didn't commit, maybe we should have the A-team, you know, intro here going out for the hour. Let's do that. Pulling the A-team outro. I'm here. But there's nothing worse. It's like a Batman, the Dark Knight deal, where you know you're doing the right thing. You're going to keep your mouth shut. Even though they're getting attacked, I'm like, fine, yeah, I'm not supporting them. Even though I was saying it's wrong what happened to them and all that, they're like, listen, they're going to punish them for what you say. Don't do it. And then they put in a filing against Owen Schroyer that they want prison time for him because of his speech. And I asked Owen last night, I said, you're going to host a show. You want to do this? He said, I want to see what they do to me first. But, and they're the men in the arena. You can't second guess what they're doing when they're the men in the arena. They're the men being targeted at the point. And you know you're next. They're being fed in the wood chipper. You're next. I mean, Enrique's like, oh, no, you're a victim, too. You've been persecuted. Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked about 10% of what they've done to me, but I already know they're bad people. I asked for this. I did this. I rolled my sleeves up a long time ago. So it is what it is. But all I ask for is not your sorrow, not your sympathy. I ask for your prayers, and I ask for your support financially and by word of mouth. Because let me tell you, I'm the real deal, and my ancestors were the real deal. And I got the genetics just like you got. That's why you're tuned in. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. You come from good people. And that's why you can't serve evil. You just can't when it's cut and dry. You may do something bad when you weren't thinking about it. You feel sorry for it later. But you can't when it's all lit up like Las Vegas and the choices are so clear, you can't make the wrong decision. And that's what separates God's people from the devil's people. Because the devil's people, they want to join it. They think they're the winners, and they're cool because they serve darkness. And so I don't enjoy what I got to go through at one level. My flesh. Man, I want to go watch football games and drink beer and play pool and go, you know, water skiing and camping and fishing and, you know, go to Mexico and go to Europe. I mean, I don't want to fight people. I don't want to take on the New World Order, but they're coming after kids, sterilizing them, taking parental rights. They're shipping fentanyl in. They're human smuggling. They're starting World War III. And I'm just like, man, I got to fight this as a man. I mean, because if I don't, I'm with them. That's what people that sit on the fence don't get. God said you were hot nor cold. I spit you out of my mouth. If you're going to serve evil, that's what you did. At least God respects you. The Bible says it. It's true. Yeah, you serve evil. You know what you're doing? You chose the side. All right? But to everybody out there that sits there and plays games, God doesn't like you. God likes you worse than Satan because you're a damn coward. This hour already went by. Oh, my God. We got a guest host coming up, Gerald Celente, but I got to take 15 minutes. I got to finish up with this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's is today. And this is great, guys. What I don't want the A-Team audio intro. I want the A-Team original TV intro when we come back if you can get it. We'll be right back. Men convicted of a crime they didn't commit. I need financing to fight the globalist. Plus, we've got great products you need. These are historic. They're one of a kind. We sold out of Alex Jones for President shirt. Told you, these are all limited editions now. And we have a few of the Political Prisoner original mugshot, which is not the real mugshot, that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. But what we do have being printed right now is the real Trump mugshot Never Surrender t-shirt. And on the front says Trump 2024. On the back it says Never Surrender. That's what he said yesterday. InfoWars.com. So Trump 2024 in black and white and in gold with Never Surrender on the back. And that's a designer shirt, ladies and gentlemen. High quality fabric, high quality printing. So when we're selling these for $17.76, we paid like $15 for these. So we're just selling that one almost at cost. It's almost gone. So the original limited edition Political Prisoner shirt that is not the accurate mugshot, something we came up with when they were originally going to do it, didn't. Then we now have the real mugshot. And if you want those, they're being printed right now. Anybody tells you you've got the shirt, and it isn't a two-week wait, it is full of it. We put the order in this morning. They'll be done in about a week and a half. They're making them right here in Texas, and they'll be shipping out. So get your orders in now and get a piece of history. Trump 2024 in black and white, the real mugshot, Never Surrender on the back, InfoWars.com, and we have the gold one as well. I think the gold one will be the most popular, but we will see. All three shirts now available, the original ready to ship, limited edition about to sell out, and we also have a flash sale of X3, limited supply came in, and Vitamineral Fusion. Both are selling out very, very quickly, but despite that, they're 40% off. That's what finances this operation. I want to thank you all for your support.